Nadine.
Hey, you. Quick question.
Yep.
Do you remember when you paid the 3 month? Are you wanting to do that, or do you want to do the monthly $199?
3 months gets me a better deal, right?
If we do that, let me see. Give me just a second. Let me see. So how it works is, let me see.
Come on, big money, big money, big money, big money, big money, big money, big money. How are we saying? How are we saying? Come on.
Hey, man, listen, my cousin went to the casino and she posted, I wear 600 and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What the heck? I can get it at 537 for the 3 months.
Okay.
So for the 3 months is 537, 6 months is 1,000, and then they have the year for 1908. What do you want?
I'm gonna go with the 3 months. Let's
three
punch
months?
It in and
okay.
For the $60. It's a heavy $60. $60, $500 out of my pocket. No, I'll save the $775 for $500.
Okay, so you want to do the 537, right?
Yes.
The 3 months. Okay, you got it. All right, so she's getting that set up for me.
Okay.
And then you know.
Yeah.
Then it reverts back to the 199, right, after the 3 months.
Unless you want to give me another 3 months. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we would talk prior to that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
5387. I've got to order some lunch at the same time.
Okay, order your lunch. Okay. I'll wait.
Give me a double cheese with no onions, please.
Okay.
That's it.
Double cheese, no onion, a medium fry, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm so basic, McDonald's or bus. I'm so terrible. I'm like, this is a guilty part of my
day. I can't believe how expensive McDonald's is now. I'm like, wow.
You gotta get the app. That's the app. You need the app.
You know what? That's what my friend told me. She was like, you need to get the app. Well, because nowadays, if I take the grandkids to go eat with us, it's like, oh, my God. I should have just bought some bologna and bread.
Yeah. No, they would spit at you. The kids these days are, like, terrible. No, it used to be a big deal to go to McDonald's. And now McDonald's, capitalizing, cashing in on us, like, what was it? 40 chicken nuggets? Like, it cost me like $90.
I know.
You know, they have like that package deal, and then you by the time you get everything, and it's supposed to be the cheaper one, but then you get to the cash, and they're like, ha ha, we got you. And I'm like,
no way.
Yeah.
You're like, what the heck?
Yeah, because, you know,
kids.
I went out with some friends, and we got kids, I'm going to pay, of course. And then it's not, but the thing is, it's like, you know, you go to the kids, and you're like, hey, what do you want? I'll take six wing, whatever, you know, and then the other one and this one and that, and I want extra this, and I want, and it's like, man, what happens to the days like sit at your table and eat your food?
I know. Because
legit now, and like sushi, the girl wants sushi, like, it's like, and then if you don't take them out to sushi, you're a bad, you know, you're a bad friend, you're a bad uncle, you're a bad stepdad, whatever it is you are, like, there's no winning.
Yeah, I know. These kids nowadays, it's like, yeah. My brother-in-law spends at least close to $100 when he takes his kids out to eat. And my husband's like, no, they don't get to pick what they want. I'll order. You guys eat it or you don't.
Yeah, I'm paying. And you know what? I do that on dates. And they don't like it. I say, I don't care. You're paying or I'm paying. Hey. I learned. No, but the girl, she's like five drinks in. She's got the lobster tail. I'm like, oh, God. Yeah.
You're like, oh, no.
Like, who do you think I am to you? Like, who are you to me, to be honest?
Right.
You know? And even the girl, I take her out. I've ordered. I'm paying. I'm ordering. That's it. I'll ask you what you feel like. Yeah, maybe I'll buy you a drink. But that's me.
You're like, what sounds good? Do you want Mexican? Do you want Italian? You know, you'll maybe ask that.
If this is a company, who who the hell are you to walk in off the street and start spending the company's money? You know
yeah.
what I mean?
That's
like, I get it. I can have a customer. They waste me $50 by calling me from Google. I get that. That's okay. That's normal. That's typical, like, business-like behavior. So if I had somebody over and they blew $50 of my money, I'm not going to cry. But at the end
yeah.
of the day, let's get it straight. It's not every time I take you out that you're king and queen of the business. Hey, man, how are you?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. $5. Yep. Thank you.
Yep. I hear you. Well,
so
you, nowadays the way everything is, it's like crazy. Okay, so here's what I'm putting. Let me see here. Let me go to keywords first. Actually, okay, so the only appointment I have left is 2 to 3 o'clock. You want it for today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me
yeah.
get that real quick.
Well, they could just duplicate whatever's there. I'm fine with that. And then, actually, if they call, I'm going to try to use them and update all of them, because there's a couple things. Like, mine should be, you know, it should include zip codes, you know, locksmith 92801, locksmith 92648, locksmith.
Like, you want some of those keywords? Yeah.
Yeah, but coupled with, you know, not just locksmith near me. Sometimes people are going to be like locksmith 92801, and that's just
right.
all they're going to put. This is where I am. This is where I'm at.
Where their zip
and
code
so,
is.
Yeah. And I know we didn't cover
okay.
that as an angle, so that's an angle that I'd like to cover. But in between here and there, between you get to one thing or the other, let's knock this out. So with this thing, we're going to get some sort of help getting the billing profile, business profile.
Yes,
going.
To get the business profile going, because you've started the process, and I'm going to let them know that. I've notated that in the account. But
yeah.
I also want them, because we're not going to create you a new one, right? But they need to know that, no, we're not, because that would mess it all up. So
yeah.
that's why I let them know, like, listen, he already has started the process, okay? So if for any reason, right, let's just say Matthew, Google's like, nope, we can't do it, you need something. We're going to ask you, send us all these things that we need, so this way, if for whatever reason Google didn't approve it, we're going to appeal it, and we already got everything that we need, okay?
Right. Yep.
So let me schedule your client interview before anyone else snags it. And then the client interview, you know, it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but at least let's knock it out, so this way they can go over everything with you as far as keywords and search terms and so forth.
My billing will start before I have the service, correct? Or
the billing is going to start
at the same time.
The billing is going to start today. You're going to get through that client interview today. Okay. In the meantime, I didn't see a Yelp page for this business. You don't have one?
No, I don't want one.
Okay. You don't want to Yelp for it? Okay.
Oh, it's too much work.
To lock out.
No, thank you.
I'm going to put Ricky. I'll put in all those keywords there. Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, or emails from us? What's your preference?
Phone calls or emails? Phone calls is best.
Okay. And then you're going to have the tracking number. I noticed you had the greeting with the other account.
Yep. Yeah, I want that.
Okay.
With the press 1 for immediate service, press 2 for...
Yeah.
Yeah, that works well.
Okay.
I don't know how many customers hang up when they hear that. Like, I don't know if you have numbers on that. But it helps me understand the urgency of the customer.
You know what? It honestly does. It honestly does. Because if they're just like, you know what I mean? If they're serious, then they're going to stay on the phone. They're going to press whatever they need to press. If they don't bother... then that tells me that they're just shopping around. I don't know. That's just my opinion. If I need a locksmith, right, like I need someone to, I'm locked out. You know what I mean? If I have to press 1 or 2 to get to the right person, I'm going to do it. You know? But that's just me.
There's always some cheap, broke-ass boyfriend in the background saying, no,
that's
call somebody else. Let's call somebody else.
Yeah.
There really are. Yeah, exactly. What do you mean $80? I can
and
get
it's
it
so
for
funny.
50.
Because you know what? My husband's not like that. My husband's like, get someone out here now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why are you wasting time shopping around? Like, he's that type of person. Like, It's got to get done. Get it done.
Husband.
Find somebody and get them out.
Right?
Yeah, my husband.
That's the difference. Husband will be like, get it done. Let's move now. Boyfriend, little cheap-ass guy, broke-ass skim. These guys, they want their girlfriends to pay them. They want their girlfriends to pay for everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. I don't even know. It's just embarrassing as a guy.
You're like, so I'm going to walk you through the voice verification recording. Remember that if there's anything that you don't understand, please, Matthew, stop me so this way we can go back and review it and then rephrase it. Because before I take down the card information, I want to make sure you have a clear and firm understanding. Okay? All right. So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business.
Mobile Car Key Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Matthew Charest, COO.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Of course.
Now, you know the calls will always come from the customer service number, which is the 877-635-6225, which I believe you have that already plugged in your contacts. If you don't,
yeah,
make
fine.
Sure you do. Okay. Always allow up to 24 hours for Local Splash to return your call. Okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to provide a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not from another company. Do you still want it to be your mom's maiden name? That's what we have for the other account. Okay. Which I have as Pichette, P-I-C-H-E-T-T-E, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Hopefully I didn't tear it up when I pronounced it. Now, an example that I'm going to give you, okay? Sometimes some of my clients get called by Yelp. You're familiar with Yelp. They basically do advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you ever receive any of those calls, and I'm just putting it out there, and you're interested in it, call me first because I can get you a discounted rate, okay? Otherwise, you just tell them I'm not interested, okay? Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure, if needed, yeah.
Now, as a part of the verification process, again, we know you're already going through that process. I'm just asking you for these things because in case, if for any reason, we have to appeal it because they didn't approve it, we want to already have this stuff in place, okay, in the back office. So, part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include the business license, proof of insurance, or any other recommended for the Google business verification. Okay, again, we like to be proactive. Okay, we kindly ask that those documents be submitted within the first 7 days because failure to do so, to get that necessary documentation within the time frame, it could result in a delay or it could even suspend your account with us. Not talking about your Google business profile. I'm talking about your account with us. Okay? So do you agree to get those submitted to us within 7 days?
Yep, not a problem.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is October 24th. 2025 in the non-refundable amount of $537. This is a 3-month prepaid payment, okay? So this is actually going to cover you, I'll give you the date, prior to it, let me see, Let me go back. So this is actually going to cover you. Let me just do my math here. November, December, December, January. Okay. So January 24th, if you haven't requested to prepay again the 3 months, then it's going to revert to the $199 a month. Okay?
Gotcha. Yep.
Now, as always, we ask you to stick it out 2 months, okay, which you've already paid for the 3 month prepaid. But once that expires, then it just goes month to month at $199, unless if you decide to do 3 more months, okay? Once the prepaid, you always have the opportunity, once that expires, if you want to discontinue the services, as you know, you must contact us within 3 business days before that next billing is due in January, okay? Make sure that you talk with a live representative.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep. And if you can include in that, that you'll send me a text at the company line, on the company line.
Okay.
657, so that I can forward you the document that you need for the licensing.
Everything's going to be going right now to the email. And then the number, because I'm putting on here with the team that we need to call you. Let me just pull it up here. So we're going to call you for the client interview on your phone number. But the 657-646 number, that one is what this account was created under.
Yep. And I need that, if you can send me that text, just anything so that I can find
you. To that number? Yeah.
And I'll forward the document.
In fact, I'm going to do that right now. So you can get text messages on that phone number, right? The 657-646?
Yes.
Okay. Do you get them or who gets those text messages?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Let me do this. I'm going to send you a text because it's going to also, because you're going to have a different login for the client dashboard on this account. Okay. So let me send you that. It's going to be the phone number for this business, and then let me see what your password's going to be. Of course, when I'm looking for something, it's never like right there where I need it. Okay, there it goes. Sending you the text now.
Yep.
Okay, so it's the phone number, the 657-646.
The 657-646.
You got it.
Got it now. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. All right. And then let me go here. Okay, and then the password is top rank, all lowercase, one word. Matthew, this card, is it just your first and last name on it?
No, it's Ryan. So I'm COO, Ryan. As I mentioned. He's CFO. Are you going to receive this text?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me just send that in right away, see what you say.
Okay.
First, let's send that for sure. Done. Okay.
Let me go to my text messages.
And then...
I just see a bunch of stuff you're sending right now.
Yeah. Hopefully it's everything you need. If not, let me know.
Okay. There's that one. This is perfect, because what they'll do is they'll put it on the back office. None of this is going to show up on your profile, okay?
Yeah,
just an FYI.
This should be all like, yeah.
It will not be online. Okay. All right. Awesome. Is that the name on his card, the Ryan Marshall Dixon?
Yeah, Ryan D. Marshall.
Ryan D. Marshall. Okay, hold on a second. Is he there with you?
He's not. You're welcome to call him if you like.
Okay. Just to let him know what we did, okay?
Yeah. I've got you at the credit card whenever you're ready.
All right, give me 1 second. What's the billing address for this card?
That's the 7821.
Seabreeze? Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's 4400. I think that's Visa.
That's Visa. 4400.
Yeah, 6646.
6646.
4184.
4184.
0013.
0013. Expiration month and year?
11/27.
11/27. And then the CVV code on the back?
732.
732. Okay. Yeah, I do just need to give him the heads up only because for your protection and for his, I just need to let him know. I'll need him to sign that receipt. So are you going to see him sometime today?
I can't, well, what do you need from him, just to better clarify?
I need him to sign the receipt. You know, the terms and conditions that we send over?
Okay.
You're going to be getting it right now via text and email. So on there, it'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash, Ryan. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then it'll say, click here. I sent it to the email and to via text. It went to both. Okay. And then, yeah, because he'll need to sign it. What's the best number for me to reach him at, Matt?
One second.
Okay. I know he's fully well aware of what you're doing, but I just got to cover all bases, right?
Yeah, I know. We need this done today, so the sooner you can reach out, the better.
Yeah, and I put you as COO, and then he's the
CFO.
What is he noted as? CFO? Okay.
He's CFO, and we're partners on this, so it's kind of like, you know, you can call me CEO and him CEO. It's the same.
Okay. You mean the CEO, like Edward?
Yeah. Well, we're both, exactly. We're both, we're like both CEO. Chief executive officers on this.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, right?
Where is he?
You're like, we're both the head honchos here.
Get two dads. Ryan, broker, go. 714, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
714-658-5500.
Okay, perfect. All right. Yeah, once I disconnect with you, then I'll give him a call. I've sent you the invite for the client interview. I'm also going to send you a reminder an hour before just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. If I'm not in a call, I'm going to actually try my best to make myself available for this phone call to introduce you to the technician. Because if I'm not available when it's time to call you, they're going to proceed without me. They will not wait. Okay? So just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. But if for any reason, like let's say you needed 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? And then we will call you right back. Okay?
Yeah, no, I'm in play. Let's do this. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm super, super excited for you, Matthew. I do have you listed as a primary on the account, and Ryan is authorized to make changes as well, okay? Are you going to give him our phone number to save just in case if he should ever need to call in to make a change on your behalf, or are you going to provide him all of that?
Well, I'm expecting you to reach out to him right now to get that.
Okay, so I will do that, and then I'll go ahead and give him our number just so that he has it on hand. I'll have him save it. Okay?
Yep.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Okay, Matthew, we'll talk to you in a bit, okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
And then just remember with timeline, it's always 5 to 7 days for the directory submission. We always talk about, you know, the 45 to 60 days for the optimization, but you've already started that process. Okay, so in your case, it could happen sooner, right?
Yeah, no.
But at least we'll be on top of it. So if for whatever reason Google says, oh, no, there's an error, whatever, we're going to appeal it. Okay?
Yeah, and you've got right now the DBA, you've got the business license, you've got ID.
Yes.
I need to find just the insurance if you need it.
Yes, the COI, I would recommend send that to us too. Okay? If you have it, that'll be helpful.
Yeah.
All right?
I'm sure, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, so we'll talk to you in a bit. Thank
you. Very cool. Let me know if there's any hiccups along the way. Sooner the better.
I will hit you up. No worries. The team will be on top of it, okay?
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.